Wretched Radio begins in 3, 2, 1.
Religion would not even be an issue except for the Bible.
Before we get carried away, let's read our Bibles now.
I can assure you there are millions of Christians who did not take parts of the Bible literally.
Forfeit all claims to your own authority. Stand without apology on the only authority that matters, which is the authority of God Himself entrusted to us in His Word.
It's time for Wretched Radio with Todd Friel.
A chapter has closed. Or has it? This is Wretched Radio. No doubt you have heard the news that Dr. John MacArthur is currently not thinking about us. He's with his Savior. He's rejoicing. Faith has been made sight. What he longed for is now reality. And I speak with a great deal of certainty when I say he wouldn't want to come back. As many people who would love for him to still be walking amongst us, he wouldn't want to return. Why? Because he is now with his Jesus. He is now with the one that he has attempted to shine the spotlight on for 50 plus years. John MacArthur is fine. He's just fine. But we're still here. And we recognize that when a giant finally goes home to be with his Savior, it feels like, oh no, this is just devastating and it's not good. It is most certainly a loss. But might I suggest, even though this giant no longer walks among us, his footprints are indelibly etched into the history of evangelical Christianity. This is perhaps a joyous way to think about the passing of John MacArthur. The Lord gave you and me the honor of witnessing a giant. These guys don't come along every day. And please, before I say anything else nice about John MacArthur, trust me, he would be the first to say anything that he accomplished, not I, but Christ who lives within me. Let's never forget that as we eulogize him or any other man or woman. When we see something good, it's Jesus. When we see a great thing accomplished, it's Jesus. And so as we talk about the great things that are the legacy of Dr. John MacArthur, let us not lose sight of the fact it is Jesus responsible for all of those accomplishments. John was a tool. Now, to be certain, he was a tool that was used mightily. The things that he has been involved in over the years are absolutely staggering. I don't know where the man slept. He was just involved in a lot of things. And one of the reasons for his accomplishments, it should be noted, is because of all of the great people that surrounded him. Oh, John didn't do all of this by himself. Oh, he did his studying. He did his preaching. But Masters University, Masters Academy International, Grace Community Church, there were, I think GCC has 100 plus elders. There are so many people who walked alongside of him and supported him and did so much. Nevertheless, he was the leader. He was the captain of the ship. But he was a captain that was only appointed by the commander, Jesus Christ. And the commander used this captain, wow, expansively in such a way that I believe that John will be quoted just like we quote, pick your church father, you're Augustine, or is it Augustine? St. Augustine, that's Florida. Augustine. Then he'll be Martin Lloyd-Jones. Whenever Charles Spurgeon continues to be quoted regularly, in fact, there's not a pastor on the planet who doesn't struggle to not quote Charles Spurgeon for any sermon that he preaches. John will be like that. That's his legacy. It will linger for really centuries. His commentaries will be used. His study Bible. I still haven't found a superior study Bible than the MacArthur study Bible. He was a giant. He was one who left big footprints. And we don't have to be concerned that those footprints are going to go away. But I do think that it's worth considering how we should mourn for the loss of this giant. I think it's important to recognize that we need to mourn carefully, because I wonder if many people are mourning out of concern that a great leader like John MacArthur is no longer on this side of the veil. That we're mourning perhaps, maybe, a little bit fearfully. We don't want to mourn fearfully. Remember, John was a tool in the hands of the carpenter. John did his work empowered by the Holy Spirit. John was only able to do these things because Jesus Christ ordained it. He was one who, during this epoch, dare I say dispensation, although it seems that word is just being just slammed these days on the internet machine, that John MacArthur was used in this period as a part of Jesus building his church. So rather than thinking, oh boy, what are we going to do now? How's about Jesus used John to put another brick or two into the building of his church? I know I mixed my metaphor, but you get the point. And so we celebrate that. We rejoice. We don't mourn fearfully. Oh no, what's going to happen to evangelical Christianity? We shouldn't mourn that way. Nor, if this is the case for any, should we mourn selfishly. I always listen to John, and now I won't be getting fresh material. Well, let's perhaps alter our perspective and look at all of the material that we can still enjoy by this man. It's just volumes of it. And we can enjoy that and continue to grow from that. But that doesn't negate the fact that we shouldn't mourn personally. He's a loss for us as individuals, not just for the church, but for us. You benefited from John. I benefited from John. That's a loss. And there's a sadness. And so we grieve because of our personal loss. Now, to be sure, there are those who are grieving because their relationship with John was more personal than others. And I do believe we would do well to remember those people. His family, those who worked arm in arm with him in ministry, Phil Johnson, Jay Flowers, Abner Chow, Nathan Busnitz, Mike Ricard, all of the elders, we should be praying for them, because they're mourning even more deeply than we are. So mourn we will, but we will not mourn because we're being selfish or fearful. We will mourn while simultaneously rejoicing. Look at what Jesus did. And maybe that's one final observation about the mourning process that we should go through as we mourn the loss of Dr. John MacArthur, that this mourning really should simultaneously be filled with gratitude. Look at what Jesus has done. Master's Academy, there's one institution. Master's Seminary, there's another institution. Grace to you, there's an institution. And you could even argue Grace Community Church. Wow, Lord. Wow. Did you ever use that man? Jesus did amazing work through John MacArthur. So if you look at John and you're like, wow, that was so awesome. And the preaching and the hundreds of thousands of hours of sermons and the commentary sets and the books. Amazing. Don't forget who really did that great work. King Jesus. And so we want to find our balance as we mourn. We want to make sure that we do it as biblically as we can. But I do feel safe in saying that John would not want us to mourn that he is no longer here. To be sure, he loved his family, his friends, his ministries, fellowship, singing, all of those things. But these are mere, they're like crayon drawings. He's got the masterpiece in heaven, and he is fully content being exactly where he is right now. And I know that he would want us, even as we speak well of him, which I suspect would actually make him blush and cringe on the inside, that we always do it, realizing and recognizing the one who made John MacArthur and used him mightily is the one who deserves all the credit. This is Wretched Radio.
Do you want to do more evangelism, but you don't know quite where to start? College campuses across America are going to be the front lines of gospel outreach, and you can be a part of it. You're in Play the Man. It's Todd Friel's short biblical resource that helps young men fight pornography God's way. This is soul-saving truth that's been working for, 2,000 years? You can order free cards right now, yes, I said free, at fortisinstitute.org/playtheman. This fall, your campus becomes your mission field.
Perhaps you've been wondering, is there a Christian university that isn't woke or that hasn't compromised on important biblical doctrines like, the age of the earth? There is. It's the Masters University in Southern California. Would you like to learn more? I encourage you to visit the Masters University at masters.edu/wretched, masters.edu/wretched.
Question: what if everything you knew about God is absolutely true, but it's not changing how you live your life? And Dr. John Crotts, the host of Integrated, understands this struggle because he's lived it, and he's discovered 5 powerful ways to bridge that gap between knowing God and truly loving Him with everything we've got. In his new Fortis Forum, Head to Heart, which is available now on Fortis Plus, Dr. Crotts shares how biblical characters like Stephen and Daniel didn't just memorize truth, they lived it under pressure. Head to Heart, available now on Fortis Plus. You know what's remarkable? Fortis Institute's podcasts have quietly climbed the charts, all of them in at least the top 5% of all podcasts worldwide, 3 of them in the top 2%. Todd Friel, Adam Tyson, Brad Bigney, Greg Gifford, John Crotts, Libby Glosson, real teachers addressing real issues. And you can find it all on the Fortis Plus app, completely free. Download it, use it, share it, and then partner with us at fortisinstitute.org because we truly believe the church deserves better. Thanks for listening to Wretched Radio today. You know, a dollar today doesn't go near as far as it used to. But what if your dollars could multiply? For 25 years, our gospel partners have been watching their giving multiply. Every month, their faithful support transforms into college campus evangelism, biblical counseling, marriage restoration, and gospel proclamation across the globe. Join us as an ongoing monthly gospel partner right now by visiting fortisinstitute.org. Wretched. Amazing grace. Amazing gospel.
Is your marriage at a bit of a breaking point? The person you said vows to and promised to spend forever with, do they now feel like a stranger?
Introducing Transformed Season 4. 6 brave couples opened their hearts as Dr. Lou Priolo guided them through infidelity and resentment, communication breakdowns, using biblical counseling that actually works. One new episode drops every week, and it's completely free at fortisplus.org. Plus, you can get the free study guide and apply these life-changing principles to your own relationship.
Important dates in Christian history. 716 AD. Boniface, the Apostle of Germany, sets out as a missionary to bring the gospel to pagan lands. As Islam decimated the church in North Africa and the Middle East, Christianity found shelter and thrived in Europe.
This is Wretched Radio with Todd Friel.
Let us eulogize. Well, this is Wretched Radio, 6:17 p.m., July the 14th. John MacArthur passed into glory. The one whose mind he sought to understand his entire life was now in front of him. And now he knows. And now he understands fully about his Savior, because John MacArthur, after 50 years of preaching, line by line, verse by verse, through the, it took him 42 years to get through the New Testament. 42 years. And he just skimmed the surface. That's just a staggering thought. There are very few people who sought to know the mind of Christ more fully than John MacArthur. And he didn't even come close. He was nowhere near the bottom. Well, right now, guess what he's experiencing? Deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper knowledge of his Lord Jesus Christ. And those of us who are left behind, we should eulogize him and the God who empowered him to do 42 years of expository preaching through the New Testament, which incidentally, I think is another one of the unrecognized contributions of John MacArthur. His emphasis on expository preaching, his emphasis that a man shouldn't have an idea because he saw something on Netflix and went, hey, that could be a sermon, and then goes and finds a Bible verse to support it. Well, sort of. He rejected that, and instead, he believed, rightly so, you don't want to know the thoughts of some dude. You want to know the mind of Christ. And the only way to do that is by studying his mind revealed in the Word. And so he was a firm proponent in line by line, verse by verse. And I would actually suggest this. Could be wrong. I have read enough of the classic sermons of the theological giants that preceded John MacArthur. And they are so rich with scripture. They bleed Bible. Just always quoting scripture, always referencing other texts. Having said that, the emphasis on making sure we understand the text to the degree that John MacArthur did, I think was novel. And when I say novel, I'm not implying that it was wrong because, oh, it's something new. And typically stuff that's new is usually not good. But I can't think of anybody. Okay, there's probably been some. But as a trend, as a movement, expository preaching is his trend. Evangelism is Ray Comfort's trend. Because of his emphasis on evangelism, it's become a movement. And ditto with John MacArthur and expository preaching. It's become a movement that we would know the mind of Christ because we dive into the Word deeply, faithfully, rejecting all of the infusion of funny and hip and cool and groovy. We'll be releasing a YouTube video probably today. And it's not going to be addressing the expository preaching angle and contribution of Dr. John MacArthur. But it does, I think, serve as a manifestation of an attribute of John that I am going to be focusing on in that video. And that is, he was a dignified man. Dignified. Do you want to know what that word semnos means? When Titus encourages older men, younger men, and women to be dignified. It is an admonition for all of us to be dignified. Well, you say, what does that look like? Look at John MacArthur. That's what it looks like to be dignified without being some sort of Christian stick in the mud. He wasn't. Believe me, he wasn't. And that, I think, is another attribute worth studying. Nevertheless, he was a man who comported himself in a manner that said, this is serious. Did he ever laugh? Of course he did. We've all seen that. Did he ever joke? Yeah, we've all heard that. We've all experienced that. But that didn't compromise the fact that he knew he was about eternal business. He knew that he was entrusted with the souls of men. Now, of course, we know that he doesn't determine their eternal destiny, but as an under-shepherd of the great shepherd Jesus Christ, he is charged with protecting them, feeding them, serving them, so that they too hear, "Well done, good and faithful servant." And that means his judgment will be far stricter than the judgment of his sheep. And he knew it. And it made a difference. Now, maybe you're thinking, "Well, that's well and good if you're a pastor, but that does not apply to me." Yes, it does. Yes, it does. Consider this image. And I know it's back in the pastoral context, but it will apply to all of us. And to do a split screen. On the left side, it's John MacArthur. We don't even need to hear the volume. We just see him at the pulpit, kind of head down, just standing steady, firm, hiding behind a pulpit, not in cowardice, but because he didn't want to be in the spotlight, going line by line, verse by verse, and then do a split screen. Put Michael Todd on the other side. Do you know who that preacher is? That silly man? Put Stephen Furtick on the right side, traipsing around in his pretty sweaters, doing his silly bits on stage, using a bow and arrow, a fishing reel, and whatever proper gizmo he thinks is needed to make him interesting. Now, got the two images? You're on your deathbed. Who are you going to call? It ain't Ghostbusters, and it ain't one of those silly preachers. You're going to want a dignified man. You're going to want to, you want that guy on the left. Now, I recognize we are not all literally on our deathbeds. And every moment of life isn't an earnest ponderance of eternity. But we every day, one more grain of sand drops from the hourglass. We are all marching toward that day. And that means that a shepherd is about serious business every day. Now you say, okay, I get it, for a pastor. So he should maybe look a little more like John, maybe even from the level of clothing to just his comportment to how he handles himself. No, this applies to all men and all women. Here's a question. If you were in need spiritually, and you got a choice between hipster dude on the right and John MacArthur dignified on the left, you would pick the guy on the left. Why? Because he looks like one who can be called upon, who is prepared for the moment, who is prepared for a heavy, weighty responsibility. And that is why every man and woman should strive to be semnos, comporting ourselves in such a way. And please note, this doesn't mean we never have fun. It does mean that we're not silly people. And it does mean that as people observe our lives, they think to themselves, whether they articulate it in their brains or not, if I'm in need, that's the one. If I'm hurting, I'm calling him or her. If I'm confused, there's one who can bring clarity. And I think that is why we should study men like, he's not the only one, like John MacArthur, who of course studied his Savior, just like Paul, who said, "Follow me only as I follow Jesus Christ." Nevertheless, we get to have ourselves a tangible model. Look, we can just see it right there. You want to know what semnos looks like? Look at John MacArthur, a man you would call upon in your time of need. Maybe this is helpful. John MacArthur, boy, I hope there's not a picture of this out there, because I think I'm right about this. It's hard to imagine John MacArthur in the church dunk tank, isn't it? Go ahead, throw the ball at your pastor so that he can fall into some really funky water, so that we can raise money for the whatever effort that the church has going on there. So I think that it's safe to summarize this by saying John MacArthur was not a dunk tank pastor. He was a man who was earnest, serious, dignified, and he really brought us to a new level of preaching that I don't think that there has ever been a bigger movement or trend toward. And that is the trend, and let's hope that it is one that endures forever, the trend of expository preaching. For that, and for so many more reasons, we eulogize John MacArthur as we eulogize the one who empowered him. What a gift Jesus gave us, that we were given the privilege of living in the time and the land of a giant. Until tomorrow, go serve your king.